Welcome to the program, Andy Breckman, man.
Hey, pal.
You're sounding fantastic today.
Well, I hear a little echo. Oh, no, it's gone. You just adjusted it.
Yeah.
I apologize again. I'm Skyping this in. I know I've done this more than you would like.
It's okay. You have a big time TV show that you're writing these days.
I can tell there's a little hint of disapproval in your voice.
No disapproval. I have visited your writer's office, and I see just how.
So now you believe that I have a real job.
It did look like you actually were working on a TV show.
Exactly.
I was very surprised.
And these deadlines are unforgiving.
And you've now cast a second big part for your TV show.
Well, no, we can't. I can't talk about that.
Oh, please, don't mention Wally Cox.
Wally Cox. Now that's a name. That's a Jane Mansfield-ish error reference. That's such a funny reference. Only you, me, and Irwin know that reference.
I can't even think of who Wally Cox was.
Wally Cox, the little nerdy guy with glasses that I think he was a stand-up comic, but he also appeared regularly on Candid Camera.
I think of him in the same class as Don Knotts.
Wally Cox was, I think, more cerebral. Wally Cox did the funniest thing on Candid Camera once. They put him on a city bus, and they had a hidden camera on the bus, and it was a commuter bus. It was filled with commuters going through the city, and Wally Cox went up to the driver and said, I forgot some very important papers back in my apartment. Would you mind turning around and so I could get them? And the driver said, okay, and the driver turned the bus around and headed back toward Wally Cox's apartment.
Is this what?
And all the passengers just, you know, objected, and that's why that was so funny.
Oh, hey, your cell phone's ringing.
I know, but I'm not gonna get it. What could be more important than entertaining you and our 4 or 5 dozen listeners?
Yes, and we are joined in the studio tonight, Andy, by listeners Bjarn and Nils. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you very much.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, fantastic. Oh, I wish I was there.
Yeah, they
so
do,
I can
too.
Make fun of how you, so I can make fun of how you look instead of just simply make fun of how you talk.
Or the other way around. Maybe you can make fun of you.
Oh, well, I'm sure you would.
Nils, move the microphone.
There's no end to that.
There we go. Yes, Andy, you might be familiar with Bjarne, as he has a WFMU logo tattooed on his butt.
Yeah.
How would I know that? What do you mean I might be familiar with it?
Oh, I thought you knew all about that.
How would I have known that? What the hell does that mean? You think I was there at when he made that horrific lifelong mistake that he'll be regretting probably forever?
I don't regret it.
Ask him how much he regrets it now.
I don't regret.
He's telling you. He says he does not regret it at all. No.
And okay, I know you know Andy. You've seen it before, Andy.
That you've had it for less than 3 years. Am I right, sir?
Like 2 or 3 years, something like that. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, you'll regret it. We'll check in with you again in 2 years.
All right.
And,
no problem.
And you can talk about, and we can discuss how to remove that tattoo.
I'm not going to remove it. Probably add your picture under it.
Well, I mean, the only advantage I could see... Well, what are the advantages of having WFMU tattooed on your butt? Can you think of any, Ken?
Oh, yeah. You know, discounts at Monty Hall.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you offer discounts for FMU tattoos?
Free entry to the record fair? It's an unwritten rule. It's just an unwritten rule. If you have a WFMU logo tattooed anywhere on your body, you're admitted to any WFMU... event free. Oh, that's making a racket. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I'm eating ice cream.
Eat the ice cream, but leave the wrapper.
Yeah. Give me ice cream.
Leave the wrapper behind.
Also, you know, I can't be buried in a Jewish cemetery, so that's a big positive there.
That is a very big positive. That's why I got my tattoos.
Wait, hold on. Dave, hey, Evan, come in. It's okay. Even though I'm on the radio, you can tell me what your story is. What's your problem? Evan, go back to them. Go back to the restaurant. Just tell them that you wanted French fries. So to get what you ordered. Didn't you order French fries?
I ordered French fries and they gave me mozzarella sticks.
Well, then you must go back. They'll fix it in 1 minute.
Wait a second.
They won't be mad.
He ordered French fries and they gave him mozzarella sticks?
That's the crisis we're in the middle of here.
That's an outrage.
Feeding Evan. There's an Italian restaurant right next door to the office.
And you sent him over there to order French fries by himself?
He ordered French fries, and they gave him mozzarella sticks. Evan, just walk on back. Just go. They won't be mad.
They're going to be furious. Evan, don't do it. It's a trap. My God,
well, that's
Andy.
That's why it's always good to have more than one child. Always have a spare child. Like a backup. Like a spare tire.
So wait, to get Evan out of your hair.
So no matter what happens on Evan's little journey right now, Evan's little adventure, we have other kids. I have four other kids.
But just to get him out of the hair, out of your hair, you sent him to a diner and told him to get French fries.
It was my job to feed him. That was my assignment. That was my job. Hey, we have a great show. Wait, why are you stalling?
I'm not stalling. We do have a great show.
We actually have a real topic that you, I know, were very excited about.
Incredibly excited. It's right out of my wheelhouse. What are you on?
It's right in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, what are you on other than the radio? We want, if you are on any kind of psychoactive drug right now.
Or if you're stoned.
Well, same thing, right?
It is?
Yeah.
Or tripping. Okay, I got you. So any antidepressant, why don't you list the categories?
Well, there's a lot of big categories we have here, but antidepressants, like SSRIs, I would count any of those, marijuana, alcohol.
You're under the influence
meth,
of any of those.
Any kind of psychedelic drug, LSD, mescaline, psilocybin, DMT.
If consciousness is being altered currently,
right?
Any of these substances, here's the fatal flaw, buddy.
Yeah.
How are they going to call? How are they going to dial the number? There's 10 digits.
Oh, you can dial a number. People who are on antidepressants or people who are drunk or stoned, they dial the number all the time.
I guess that's true. Why don't you give that number out? Because I don't remember it.
Bjarne or Nils, do either of you guys know the number? The on-air number?
209.
Yeah, good. It's better than Andy.
Yeah.
201-209.
201-209-938-68.
Yeah, that's it.
201-209-9368.
Our Norwegian friends are more well-versed in the phone number than you are, Andy.
I'm sure they are. Hold on. I'm going to write it down.
So,
209-9368. And then we'll talk to our listeners that are under the influence.
Yep.
You will talk to them.
And
then try to guess what drug they're on.
Right.
And will you talk to them about their medical history, or will you just chat with them about the day they had?
I don't want to cheat. You said I could just... I think I shouldn't be asking them yes or no questions about their medical history.
I think you can ask them anything. I think if I was making the rules, which, by the way, I am, I would say you can ask them anything except about their medical history. You can ask them what job they have.
Uh-huh.
You could ask them what they did today, what their relationship status is. Anything except... how are you feeling? And tell me about your last doctor visit and things like that.
Okay, sounds good.
Did that make sense?
Yeah.
And then after a few minutes, you will have to guess. Now, do you have to guess exactly the drug or just the category of the drug?
Point. I would love to be able to just guess the category, but I was going into this thinking I had to guess the specific drug.
Well, that would be, how about 1 point for the category and 3 points if you guess it if you nail it.
Okay.
If you guess the specific drug.
Sounds good.
And then, for every caller that you miss, that you're not even close, I will move you, to a worse table. At Molly's bat mitzvah.
You got it.
You and your wife will be moved from table to table. If you get 4 points with a caller, then we'll move you to a better table. We'll keep moving you up or back, depending on how you do.
Right. I want to sit at the kids' table.
Well, then we'll start with you at the kids' table.
No, I think you should start.
And it's yours to lose.
Start me at the grown-ups table so I have something to strive for to get to that kids table.
I don't know if you know what you're talking about when you say you want the kids table. You know what? You know who would be at the kids table?
Evan.
No.
My good pal Evan.
No, it would be you.
Uh-huh.
Your beautiful wife Hank.
Yeah.
And 1 7-year-old kid named a girl named Henrietta.
That sounds great. I'd have a lot more fun than sitting at a grown-up table, believe me.
Yeah. She eats her own mucus.
Who doesn't?
Enjoy your dinner.
All bon right. Appetit. We are ready to play What Are You On Besides the Radio? And Alan in Long Island, you're on the air.
Hey, I hope Evan is not hearing this show because it's not good.
Oh, he's having a big fight over mozzarella sticks right now. Don't worry. He is.
Evan's distracted by his own problem. Before Evan gets back, Ken is going to ask you a couple questions and then try to ID what substance is currently altering your consciousness.
So, Alan, you are on a psychoactive drug right now.
Yes.
Okay. And where are you calling from in Long Island?
Right this minute, I am in Westbury. I'm driving on the psychoactive drug.
Ah, you're driving on a psychoactive drug. Okay.
Ken, ask if he's driving legally.
Are you driving legally? Andy, you can ask him too. But Alan, are you legally driving on a psychoactive drug?
Are you asking me if the drug is prescribed by a doctor?
No, I'm just wondering whether you might be breaking any laws by driving right now.
Not that I know of, but hey, I'm not a lawyer.
Okay, I am ready for my guess.
it's like a magic trick. You can do this at parties.
My category.
Okay, what is your guess?
My category is Alan is on an antidepressant.
Am I supposed to respond?
Yeah.
Well, wait. But can you try to be more specific? As well,
that's
the category. And what specific drug?
Zoloft.
You're wrong.
Okay, Alan, how close is my partner?
Well, I told your screener, who will rename nameless, that I am on two at this time, actually.
Yeah.
But Ken is wrong. It's not an SSRI.
Oh, but it is an antidepressant.
It is not.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, some people might consider it a depressant.
Ah.
Because you were too hyper and manic before? Is that what your symptoms were?
I am ready to revise my guess.
No, you can't revise it. Ken, you have just moved away from the adult table. You were seated at a place of honor next to myself and Beth and the bat mitzvah girl. But you now have lost that seat. You and Hank, your beautiful wife, have been moved to another table, the out-of-town cousins. That's where you're sitting right now.
So, Alan, what are you on?
Weed.
At this moment, I'm on Xanax, and also I like to suck on Whippets, which I've done in the past 15 minutes.
Xanax, I think Xanax counts as an antidepressant.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, what do you consider it?
Ask your psychiatrist.
You consider it anti-anxiety?
It is.
Okay.
That's what it is.
But also, splitting hairs here. Splitting hairs.
But what about the Whippets? Don't you know about that?
Nitrous oxide. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I carry it in my car.
before those long drives.
Well, it has
Ken,
a
I have,
short
Ken,
outline,
I have, my
so
faith in you has just been shattered.
Well, Andy, there's a lot
like
of...
Feels like I'm at the dentist, about to get
drilled. Hey, success? Right. Wait, hold on, Evan's back. Hold on, guys. Evan has to record in.
Thanks, Alan.
And with the mozzarella sticks. So you got your french fries and you get to keep the mozzarella sticks. Oh, it's a glorious day here.
Which is better? I would guess that the mozzarella sticks are better.
Well, for Evan, that's a good question. We can do a whole show on that, probably a whole series of shows. For Evan, I think he's glad he has the french fry option. That's his first choice.
But he gets to keep both?
He came back victorious, Ken.
And why is he
to keep both?
So to keep him safe while you're on the air,
Yeah.
He's running back and forth between the restaurant.
To the diner. Yeah, to the Italian diner
and,
next door.
And your office. Oh, the diner's right next door. Okay. Got
yeah.
it.
What's the worst that could happen? The worst.
He could get run over.
That's not the worst.
He could get kidnapped by somebody like you.
Yeah, that's close to the worst.
What's the worst?
I'm writing it down. I can't even say what it is.
Soggy fries.
Think of it. Hey, why don't we do? Hey, why don't we do that as another show? What's the worst that could happen to your kid when he as he's playing down the street? That's a winner show. That's a great idea.
All right, we are ready to play the second round of What Are You On Other Than the Radio?
Okay, the people are calling 201-209-9368. If you're stoned, if you're on antidepressants, if you're on any kind of mood-altering substance, my friend, the amazing Ken Friedman, will divine exactly what that substance is. He has never been beaten except for by the last call.
Joshua, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken, how's it going? Hey, Randy's going on. Love the show.
Thanks, Joshua.
Thanks very much, Josh. It means the world to us, doesn't it, Ken?
So what's going on over there? What are you guys on?
I'm not on anything. I'm on ibuprofen right now. Are you on?
Oh, that stuff's rough. Wow.
Yeah, I'm not on any mind-altering
substances. Yeah, I don't touch that stuff. No, not at all.
So, Joshua, are you driving right now?
Yep, I'm driving, just about to get home.
Uh-huh.
Got my hands-free headset, so we're driving safely here talking to you.
All right, I'm ready with my guess.
Okay,
wait,
you're ready,
that's
ready.
It?
Wow,
you don't
ready.
Want to question him any more than that?
No, I can hear it in his voice.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, what is this caller on other than the radio?
He's stoned. He's on weed.
Well... that kind of stuff, it stays in your system for a while. So if I consumed some cannabis, 8 hours ago, would you say I'm still on it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess
what else,
that
what else are you
thinking
on?
About that, but there's a bit more.
What else are you on, Joshua?
You don't want to guess once more? I'm sure you'll get it.
An antidepressant.
Yeah, your medicine cabinet is probably full of the stuff that I got.
Wellbutrin.
No, antidepressants. I'm plenty happy, functional, fine. Love my life. I love your life.
Well, then Ken really has nothing
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, I have no idea.
No
yeah,
idea.
Ken,
wow.
Ken's
all
never
right, okay.
Encountered
so,
that before.
So I was at work today, and I consumed
caffeine.
About 10 milligrams of 3-FMPH, 3-fluoromethylphenidate.
What the hell is
Maybe
that?
Maybe you're familiar with it. It's an analog of methylphenidate, which is the prescription Ritalin.
Oh, Ritalin!
This is an analog of it. 3-fluoromethylphenidate acts quite a bit differently. It's a big serotonin releaser.
Rather than
a lot of dopamine and energy and rush like a stimulant, it's more in the class of like MDMA, but a lot lighter. In a small amount, it's a functional... work, enhancer, cognitive enhancer. This is a gray market, analog of a chemical.
So let me translate for Andy, Joshua. Andy,
yep.
Andy, he's microdosing Ritalin.
Something kind of like it. Microdosing a really fancy Ritalin.
What does microdosing mean?
I mean taking a very, very low dose.
Yeah. You have to buy them with Bitcoin. I kind of tuned out.
Tell me, did you guess? Did you get? Is this half a point to you?
Yeah, I got the weed. I got the weed. Yeah.
But the weed was 8 hours ago.
It stays in your system for that long.
You mean if Josh fails a drug test for weed right now?
I'm definitely feeling a nice warm little glow from the kratom. Are you familiar with kratom?
The kratom. We love the kratom. Joshua, thank you.
It's interesting stuff.
Yeah, we're taking another call. And Andy, remind me to never take a call from somebody microdosing Ritalin again. But yes, it does.
I'll make the note. But, okay, so you think you got half a point because you said weed.
Yeah.
But it's been 8 hours.
He would have drug tested positive for weed. I mean, if it was a day ago. I think you still feel
Ken,
it.
Ken, whatever makes you happy. Ken, I'm so afraid to upset you. Whatever makes you happy, buddy.
Where do
you
I
want half a point?
Yeah, I want half a point. I want to get out of the table with the out-of-town cousins. That's all I
okay.
want.
Okay, you've moved two tables over.
Where am I now?
You're with the in-laws from Dallas.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, they're very nice people.
Okay, the phone number here is 201-209-9368. We're playing What Are You On Other Than the Radio? And Peter...
Ken, you were born. If you're wondering why you were born, Ken, if you ever wonder that, I'm sure you do. I'm sure a day doesn't go by. This is why you were born, to host this game.
And we're on with Peter. Hey. Peter in Sheepshead Bay. You're on. What are you on other than the radio?
Yeah. Hi. How are you? And Andy, Mazel Tov on your daughter's bat mitzvah.
Well, thank you very much, Peter. That means the world to me. I'm so sorry that
sure it doesn't, but,
that we're all booked up. We won't be able to invite you. I'm afraid. I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, I thought you were going to invite Peter.
I don't think we have room in the hall. I'm so sorry. There's a maximum capacity rule. It's not my rule, Peter. It's not my choice.
It's okay. It won't be the first that I'm not invited to.
But it doesn't mean you can't send a gift.
And also, congratulations on your show. And also, didn't Mr. Monk have OCD?
He did.
That was the character suffered from OCD. Yes, that's true.
Right. So it's kind of relevant to this show.
Oh, anyway. Do you suffer from OCD, Peter?
Yes, I do.
And you're on some kind of psychoactive drug right now?
Yes, I am.
Ken, you've certainly narrowed it down, right, Ken? This should be rather easy for you.
I don't know what they prescribe for OCD. Okay, I'm ready with my guess.
Well, I'll tell you, Ken, that there's many different drugs that doctors try.
Oh, I only have to get one. I only have to get one right.
Well, you have to get the one that he's on right now.
Right. Peter, my guess is Klonopin.
That's a good guess, but that's not correct. Because, you know, the chemistry of that does not really affect the brain's chemistry, the serotonin receptors. So it's not really appropriate.
Are you on Xanax also?
No. Oh. No, Klonopin and Xanax are the same benzodiazepine classification. No.
Oh, really? I never realized Klonopin and Xanax were the same thing. Okay, Peter, what do you want?
I'm actually on an SSRI called Lexapro and an enhancement called Abilify together.
That was going to be my guess. You didn't let me finish. Abilify, am I right?
Yes, Andy. As usual, you're trying to squeeze in the answer and impress, but it's not working. So I'm sorry.
I'm just trying to impress my 10-year-old son. Who's listening to me? Okay, so Ken, I think you also lost this round.
I did. Yeah, this is harder than I thought.
Yeah, this is harder. This is harder than you thought. Ken, you're going to end up in the kitchen eating with the busboys and the waitstaff.
Well, where am I seated now?
Well, now you've moved one table away. Now you're with Molly's non-Jewish friends from her class.
Kids!
The ones that don't understand what the hell they're doing there.
But it's kids, right? It's not.
It's 13-year-olds.
Yeah, kids.
Yeah.
Well, that's a step up from the cousins from Dallas, I think.
I think you'd probably be more at home. I don't know where you'd be at home. You probably would enjoy this table. Your lovely wife will be miserable. Your lovely wife will want to get back with adults.
Well, we're going to say goodbye to Peter. Peter, thanks.
Bye.
And keep up the great work with the Abilify and the Lexapro. Phone number here is 201-209-9368. We're playing What Are You On Besides the Radio?
I wonder what Peter's symptoms were. I would have loved to have talked to him more.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because...
201-209-9368.
What are the symptoms in your new cop show going to be?
Well, it's a father and son, and the father is kind of a ne'er-do-well. He's kind of a scoundrel, kind of a hustler,
uh-huh.
And kind of lives outside the law, loves taking shortcuts.
Is he
larger than life?
Oxycontin addict or something?
The son is a good cop. He's a straight arrow, complete straight arrow and button down cop by the book, and he's he does have a pathology. He follows rules pathologically. He's obsessive about not breaking any rules at all.
Aha, I see.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And the father that's going to be the Tony Danza character.
Yeah, so they're kind of at odds. It's kind of like a little intergenerational odd couple.
And the son is Wally Cox?
Oh, it's good. Oh, wait, we have another update from Evan. He's been eating at this restaurant for many years.
Uh-huh.
He's been loving their french fries, but today there's something different about the french fries.
Oh.
They changed their recipe. They're not as good.
Are they soggy?
They're good, but they're not as great. So that's our last update from Evan. We'll be keeping you informed about how Evan's dinner's going.
And you better make sure Evan leaves his waitress a really good tip, because he just keeps getting up and running outside and going back in again.
He's just badgering the wait staff next door. We're 201-209-9368. We're playing What Are You On Besides the Radio.
And we're on with Ray in Philadelphia. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Ken. Hi, Andy. Long time.
Hey, Ray.
And
thanks, buddy. I'm so glad you got through.
Thank you. Yes, it's difficult to get you guys.
Ken's going to ask you a couple of questions, innocuous questions. Yeah? But
Andy, can you?
That's all he needs. That's all he needs to divine what drug you're on.
Yes. Well, the first drug is still WFMU, obviously. I mean, I can't live without
it.
Yeah,
exactly.
But I also am on three different things.
All right, well, Ken, you got to ask him some questions.
Okay.
Okay, so, Ray, you're in Philadelphia now. Are you driving?
No.
And what do you do for a living, Ray?
Nothing.
Unemployed?
Yeah, self-exiled.
Self-employed, self-exiled.
Yes.
I am ready with my guess.
Well, he's obviously on some kind of disability, right, Ray?
Yes.
Right.
How much
education have you had? Did you graduate high school?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you finish 4 years of college?
Yeah, 5. Yes.
5 years of college.
5 years of college. That's a good hint.
It is a good hint.
Yeah.
And what did you have for dinner tonight?
I haven't eaten yet. I usually eat later.
What did you have for lunch today?
Cereal. As Seinfeld would do, I guess.
I'm ready with my guess.
Well, I can tell you this. This is, if you're wondering what a typical FMU listener sounds like, Ken, you've just met him. This is your audience. I love him. Okay, what is your guess, Ken? What is Ray on, other than the radio?
Ray is on some form of amphetamine and an antidepressant, an SSRI such as Celexa.
Okay, you got one right.
What did I get right, Ray?
Yes, Celexa.
All right, Celexa, nailed it!
Nice.
Nailed it!
Very nice.
Oh, I get three.
Nicely
I get
done,
three
man.
Points for that.
Okay.
Because I nailed the exact drug. And what else are you on, Ray?
I'm on Wellbutrin and lithium as well.
Oh man, you have bipolar disorder?
Yes, sir.
Oh man, that sucks. Do you have more problem with mania or depression?
I think it's depression primarily, although I do experience mania sometimes.
Uh-huh. And the lithium has all sorts of nasty side effects, like skin rashes and stuff like that, right?
I haven't experienced any. I guess insomnia would be the only thing that I've experienced, but otherwise, I was on...
Well, why don't you... Ken, do we have another call right now?
We do.
Okay, because I was going to ask Ray to maybe check himself in the mirror for the rashes live on the radio. That's very exciting. That's great radio. That would be fantastic if you could take a minute now.
Rashes on the bottom of your what?
Legs.
Yes. You might want to...
Lower, lower extremities.
Yeah, well,
my advice would be that never have anyone take a look at that. Never have any medical personnel take a look at that. That would be my advice.
No, my advice would be just get some tetracycline for the rash.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, just take some tetracycline, clear that rash right up. And good job with the Celexa and the lithium ray.
Okay.
And have a good night.
Ken, you're in heaven, aren't you?
I am.
Our number is 201-209-9368. 9368. Make my friend Ken very happy. Call us and tell us and call us and let him guess what drug you're on.
And Andy, I got 3 points because I nailed the exact brand of the antidepressant that Ray was on.
Well, that means I'm not going to change your seat, but that means you and your wife can order dinner first at the table, so there's no chance of them running out of the chicken.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool because I'm already seated at a table with kids.
Oh yeah, you're still at the table with Molly's friends.
We are playing What Are You On Besides the Radio? The phone number is 201-209-9368. And we go to Evan in Seattle. Hi, Evan. You're on the air.
Hey, Ken. Hey, Andy. How's it going?
Good. How are things in Seattle tonight, Evan?
Hot.
Oh, that's right. You guys are having the big heat wave out there.
Yeah, and lots of forest fires nearby.
Oh, man, wildfires. And you're on some kind of psychoactive substance right now?
Yeah, two.
On two psychoactive substances. Okay.
Well, okay, but now you can ask him some more questions, Ken, but not medically related.
Right, right. And what do you do for a living, Evan?
I'm a writer.
A writer, okay. That's a good hint.
And what kind of writing? Where might we see your pieces, your work?
I do SEO garbage writing.
I don't know what that means.
Search engine optimization, Andy.
Yeah, if you do a Google search for something, like you're looking for a review and you find something that, oh, this seems like a review of it, but it's not.
Oh, it it's kind of deceptive then.
In it, then I'm one of the jerks that does that, or at the very least outsources that to people that don't speak English and then edits it.
I am ready with my guess, Evan.
To do it.
Wait, now what was the wait? First, Ken, what was your train of thought? What were the clues you used to make your guess?
Well, he's a writer, and he's doing kind of brain numbing writing work. So I think he needs caffeine to keep himself going, and weed to make it a little bit more fun. So that's my guess: caffeine and weed.
No.
Oh. What are you on, Evan?
I do have like one cup of coffee a day.
Oh, one cup of coffee. I don't think I should get a point for that.
No, you're not going to get a point for coffee.
No.
That's like saying I think you're chewing gum. It doesn't count.
Well, some...
No weed.
Okay, what are you on, Evan? Okay,
but what are you on, Evan?
Adderall and Xanax.
Adderall and Xanax. And Xanax, of course, is an anti-anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And Adderall is
that
like
that is also for my anxiety.
Oh, okay.
That's a little
two different anti-anxieties. Did they put you on the second one because the first one wasn't working?
It gives me a bit more energy, so it kind of balances out the Xanax, so I'm not sleepy.
Oh, I see. Okay.
All day, but...
You might try some caffeine for that.
Yeah, it helps. So I'm almost like
I've also
a regular
heard,
person.
I've also heard good things...
writer mentality thing.
I've heard good things about meth, too, Evan.
Yeah. Well, I think technically Adderall basically is a kind of meth.
Is it? Is it some derivative of methamphetamine?
It's an amphetamine.
A lot of things are.
Yeah.
Andy, why are you enjoying this so much?
I've never heard you. I'm happy because you're so happy. You're like a pig in poop. You're just flopping around.
Well, I'm
with
still,
all these listeners.
I'm still riding high from guessing Celexa correctly on
yeah,
Ray.
Yeah, congratulations.
Okay, Evan, have a good night. We're going to move on to the next call here. We're playing What Are You On Besides the Radio? And we go to Bob.
We're at 201-209-9368. If you're on some kind of mood-altering or mind-altering substance, why don't you make Ken's day? Let him try to guess what it is. You know what's so great about our listeners, Ken? There's no shame involved.
Oh, why?
When they're talking about their conditions.
Why should there be shame, Andy?
Well,
explain.
I guess there's no. I can see why they'd be proud.
I don't know that they're proud, but you're right. There's no shame. But why should there be shame? You're acting like they should be ashamed.
Wait, now don't you? Are you surprised, Ken, that our switchboard is lit up, and our listeners have all these drugs coursing through them?
I am not surprised at all.
I'm not either.
Yeah.
I'm not either. This is confirming everything I've always suspected.
We have a full switchboard, and we go to Bob in Maryland. Bob, you're on the air.
We could do this every week.
What's that?
We could do this every week.
I'm sorry, my co-host is talking over to you. Bob, what did you say there?
I said we could do this every week.
Andy, I'm talking to Bob. Talking to listener.
I said this is the kind of show we could do every week.
Okay. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
If we wanted to, Ken.
Yeah.
So this seems to be so popular.
You're saying that What Are You On Besides the Radio could be a weekly show?
If we wanted it to be. That's how popular this thing seems to be. We could do it every week.
Huh. Well, the new schedule at WFMU starts next week, and I do have one slot that might be available.
Well, this could work because, in my opinion, and I'm just speaking for myself and our Norwegian friends when I say this, we could do this every week.
Okay. Hey, Bob.
Yeah, still here.
How's it going? Bob, you're on some form of psychoactive drug right now.
I'm on a substance that has psychoactive properties.
Okay. I am ready with my guess.
Whoa, come on, Ken. Talk to the guy.
He's high. He's high.
You don't need to engage him?
He said, I am on a substance that contains psychoactive property. That's marijuana talk if ever I heard such a thing.
Well, nicotine.
Oh, wow. Nicotine.
Does that count?
Sorry,
that's boring.
Ken. It's listed as psychoactive property.
It is nicotine?
Yeah, it's a stimulant.
It is?
Okay, Bob, we're moving on.
Sorry.
Enjoy your smokes.
That's like saying Wrigley Spearmint gum.
Yeah. That's like caffeine.
Caffeine. You know, Ken, you know what occurred to me?
What?
During that last call? We could do this every week.
I know we could. And we go to Lindsay in St. Louis. Hi, Lindsay.
Just
you're on
had
here.
A thought. I'm almost embarrassed to say it. I don't know if you're going to agree.
Hi, Lindsay.
We could do this
howdy,
every
howdy.
Week.
Howdy, howdy. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, Lindsay? I apologize for my co-host talking over.
Hey, Lindsay, do you agree with this? We could do the show every week. That's how popular it is.
I've never called you guys before. I mean, I live
there
in Missouri.
Go.
I'm not
case
even near you, but I this just seemed too good to not call, you know?
Exhibit A, Lindsay on line three. Lindsay, my friend is going to talk to you for a minute, and then he's going to make a very educated guess what you're on.
And Lindsay,
go ahead, Kenny.
Lindsay, what do you do in St. Louis?
I'm a writer. I'm a recovering journalist, and now I do PR for a tech startup.
Ah, okay.
And Lindsay, what is your living situation? Are you with a roommate? Are you in a relationship?
I have been in a relationship for 10 years, and we've lived together in St. Louis for about 5. St. Louis is where he's from, so I moved here to be with him.
And are you on more than one psychoactive substance right now?
No, you can't ask that!
No, why not?
Well, because it's what they call a rule.
Okay.
A rule is something that you're supposed to follow in order to make the game fair.
I am ready with my general category.
Okay.
Amphetamines.
Do I tell you if you're right or wrong?
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Oh. Oh, well. cough syrup?
Cough syrup. Can I make a guess?
Yeah, you may make a guess, Andy.
May I make a guess?
Yeah.
You have been sitting in a swivel chair for the last 20 minutes and swiveling around and around like crazy, and now you're very, very dizzy.
That's not a psychoactive substance.
Believe me, baby. It's worse than any psychoactive drug you've named. I would say you're extremely dizzy.
Okay, Lindsay, what are you on besides the radio?
I'm on fluoxetine and marijuana.
Fluoxetine? I've heard of fluoxetine. I think I was on fluoxetine once. Is that the nasal stuff?
No, I mean, I think it's just Prozac.
Oh, Prozac, okay.
I'm on antidepressants and enough marijuana to make the day go by.
Yeah, it's a good mix. Antidepressants
welcome,
and weed.
Welcome to Ken Friedman's world.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you, Lindsay. You won this round of What Are You On Besides the Radio? Call us again.
Hooray. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You know where you and Hank are sitting now, Ken?
Where?
You're in the lobby next to the little table where they have all the place cards.
And the yarmulkes?
And the yarmulkes, yeah. You're handing out the yarmulkes.
Are you going to get embroidered, like monogrammed yarmulkes for Molly's bat mitzvah?
Well, yeah, it'll say Jew beanie. It'll say official Jew beanie on it.
I mean, no, seriously, are you gonna spend the money for a yarmulke that has?
Oh, wait, what does that mean? Spend the money? Where did that come from?
I want to know whether you're gonna go to the extra effort.
Just call me. Why don't you just say my cheap friend Andy is hosting a bar mitzvah? What does that come from?
I just want to know. I mean, when I was
they'll be in embossed yarmulkes. They'll be a nice little souvenir.
Good. I'm glad. I want one.
You could bring it home and wipe up the cat vomit with it, or whatever you want to do with it.
I'm going to take about a dozen of those.
You can blow your nose in it while my daughter is reading from the Haftorah.
What portion of the Haftorah is Molly going to read from?
You don't worry about that. You just come and maybe you'll learn a little something about your people.
All right. We are going back to the phones on What Are You On Besides the Radio? Ken in the Bronx, you're on the air.
Hey,
Ken.
Ken in Jersey City.
Oh, hey, Ken.
In the Bronx.
Ken in the Bronx. I am ready with my guess.
Wait a minute, Ken.
I just want to say something.
Talk to the guy. Ken in the Bronx.
Can I just say something to Andy?
Yeah. Ken, go ahead,
you
Ken.
You know that bat mitzvahs are a creation. It's not at all in the Jewish religion that women were bat mitzvahed. It's sort of, you know.
Oh, I agree. It's a travesty. It's blasphemous. Oh, I agree.
I'm
deeply, deeply ashamed to be a part of it. I can't argue with it.
It's like Hanukkah being invented just to have something to compete with Christmas.
No, it's not. It's like Kwanzaa in that way. It was invented to make people happy.
Well, and I get. Well, it's making
but anyway,
it's making
Kwanzaa
us happy.
Kwanzaa doesn't
so.
Make the Jews happy, but whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ken, you want to guess my medication of choice?
Yes, you're on some form of barbiturate.
Well, kind of.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. Why? Because I sound depressed?
You just sound a little barbiturate-y.
Yeah. Well, I can't. Barbiturate is such a 60s and 70s word. You're dating yourself.
It's true. It's true. Right, like Nembutal and Seconal. I know the old.
Let's talk about Joey Heatherton, okay. And Anne Margaret,
and Don Knox,
Valley of the Dog,
Wally Cox.
I'm actually on Xanax, 20 milligrams a day.
Xanax,
a lot.
Okay, I think I get the point.
That's how I cope.
Yeah, I've never tried it, but I've heard great things about it.
Yeah, it's very addictive. It's not a good thing.
What happens when you go off the Xanax,
Ken? I can't smoke pot. I can't do that because I have asthma. But, if it wasn't, you got to keep the edge off somehow, right?
Well, what about edibles, Ken?
Well,
edible marijuana.
I live in New York, so I don't really have that option yet.
Oh.
You can make it yourself.
No, I don't know. Where can I get it? You know, where? 7-Eleven? Wawa?
Yeah, our Norwegian friends, Bjorn and Nils here, say that you can make marijuana edibles yourself.
But then I got to buy pot. I don't have any connections anymore. I'm not in college.
Yeah. Okay, Ken. Well, thanks for the call.
But listen, thanks a lot.
Keep up the great work with the Xanax.
I love FMU.
Thank you, Ken. We love you.
Okay, bye.
Ken, it's going to be okay. It gets better, buddy. It's going to be okay. One day at a time.
We are playing What Are You On Besides the Radio? And we are joined in the studio.
You know what I wish I had done at the top of this show?
What?
I wish I had extended invitations to my daughter's bar mitzvah, to all of our listeners, to everyone that called in. I'm sorry, all of our callers. Everyone that called in today. Wouldn't that be a great table in the corner of the big of the room?
It's not too everyone late.
Everyone calling. What?
It's not too late.
That would be great. That would be my favorite table.
Come on, let's do it.
All of our depressed, drugged out.
These people aren't. They're not drugged out. These are wonderful.
Adult.
These are wonderful,
fans.
Wonderful people we're talking to. If we talk
they're
to
wonderful
all,
people, and I want to see them up on the dance floor dancing the Hora. These people.
Do you honestly think that if we were talking to your Hollywood buddies, they wouldn't be on something?
That's a good point. You made a good point. Ken, you've given us a lot to think about tonight.
Okay. All right. Back to the phones. Mark in Brooklyn, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, Mark.
Love the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks very much. Thanks for calling.
Do I get an invite or what?
Yeah, Andy.
Sure. You're at the drug-addled FMU fan table in the corner.
Sounds good. I'm into it.
And, Mark, you're calling from Brooklyn?
Yep.
And what do you do in Brooklyn, Mark?
I'm a writer, like everybody else who's called. And I work as an editor at a book publisher type place.
And what did you have for lunch today?
What did I have for lunch today? I had a burrito.
And what was the last movie you saw in the movie theater?
Good question. Oh, I saw Girls Trip last week. It was sick.
Girls Trip. It was sick.
Yeah.
Well,
love it, Andy. I'm telling you, you should check it out.
I think, you know, based on tonight's experience, that a lot of the writers have been on antidepressants, I'm going to say that Mark's on some form of antidepressant.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, but did I say antidepressant? I meant to say anti-anxiety.
You got it. I think.
Nailed it.
It's a benzodiazepine, whatever those are.
Yes, like benzos.
The benzo. You should have said benzo, Ken.
Mark, what are the symptoms that it's addressing? What are you like if you don't take the medicine?
I guess a little more anxious and even more confused than I am right now.
Benzodiazepine. Nobody has called in with that one yet, Mark.
Well, it's Klonopin. It was on your graph, for God's sake.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, it was like the second one in the email. That's how I knew I had to call in.
Oh man, I thought I wrote everything down from that. So that's a different name for Klonopin, just like
it's the like category. For
right,
Klonopin,
just like Celexa
and everything like that.
Celexa and Citalopram.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I can come, right, Andy?
Yes.
You're there. We're going to send you an invitation. We're sending our invitations telepathically to save money on postage. So just lie in bed tonight. Just keep an open mind, and it'll be received. In that manner.
Cool. Yeah, I'll be on the lookout.
Cool. Thanks,
yeah,
Mark.
You just concentrate, and it'll suddenly appear in your head.
Keep up the great work with the benzodiazepine, Mark. And we have a few minutes left here on What Are You On Besides the Radio? Our phone number is 201-209-9368. Ross!
You know, Ken, even when you're not nailing it, even when you're not guessing it exactly, I'm still very, very impressed.
Ross in Jersey City.
You've gone to school. You know your stuff.
Hang on, Ross. Hey, Ross.
So
it occurs to me that this is the show we do every week.
To talk a little bit in Norwegian. We haven't heard them at all.
Yes. Bjorn, Nils, tell us in Norwegian what you like so much about WFMU.
Akkurat dette her, at du sitter her
move, med, a, move a little closer to the microphone, there we go.
Okay. In Norwegian?
Yes, in Norwegian.
At du sitter her med blå handsker på deg og snyter deg I nasen hele tiden.
No, that's not Norwegian.
Jo.
It sounds dirty. It sounds dirty.
Yeah, that's just drunken
gibberish. No, you want to hear what it sounds like to talk dirty in Norwegian? This is what dirty talk sounds like in Norwegian. Talk dirty in Norwegian.
Faen I helvete.
Farny.
Ja, faen I helvete.
Faen I helvete, I know.
Ja, kuk.
Ooh. That's really that's
fitta.
That's freaky, Bjorn. Good lord!
Wow. I have a question though. I wondered about it for a long time.
Play that backwards. Everything they just said.
Because,
you'll find out if Paul is dead or not.
I buried Paul.
Yeah,
I got it.
Bjorn, you had a question.
Yeah, I have a question that I wondered about for a long time. Is that you can't swear in English. On the radio, right?
Correct.
Because the FCC is going to get your ass.
Right, the FCC.
Yeah.
Can I
swear in Norwegian or French or any other language? Is that okay for the FCC?
Well, I'll tell you this. The only two languages that the FCC has ever had a problem with people cursing in are English and Spanish.
Oh, okay. So I can swear as much as I want.
Yeah, Norwegian. Go for it.
We have some swear words that are similar to English, though.
Oh, no. Yeah. Like immer wieder ficken. No, you can't say that.
No.
What was that?
That was German.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know German.
I just know it from a song.
Yeah.
Okay. Ross. Ross is on the line. Ross, are you on some form of psychoactive substance?
Yes, I'm proud to say that I am.
Okay. And
dear God.
Ross, you're right here in Jersey City. What do you do in Jersey City?
I'm a diesel mechanic.
A what mechanic?
A diesel mechanic.
Oh, diesel mechanic. Oh.
Diesel truck.
Well, that's a job you can't do stoned. I know that.
Oh, I don't know.
You'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised, Andy.
He looks insane.
Okay, Ross. I'm ready.
Why don't I do this? How about if I tell you what the symptoms? I'll tell you the symptoms I get treated for, and you tell me the drug.
No.
And I'll tell you this: you haven't heard this drug once tonight.
Okay.
Okay, what are your symptoms?
Anxiety, this general anxiety disorder.
Okay. You are on Seroquel.
That's a good guess, but not correct.
Oh.
But that's a very good, very close guess.
Ambien?
No, that's for sleep.
Okay.
Nebutol. Yeah.
Hey, Ken, you know what we should do in the future?
What, Andy?
We should have two lines open for every show. One would be for our Straight Arrow listeners that are clean.
I don't think we have any of those.
I don't think we have many, and the others would be for our for the listeners we've been the anxiety ridden listeners that we've been talking to tonight.
And what happens to the PMS hotline?
Oh, yeah, the PMS.
Yeah, we don't have unlimited phone lines, Andy. Good Lord.
I completely forgot about that.
All right.
The PMS hotline.
Andy.
Yeah.
Just want to say something to you. So don't you think, I just listened to them speaking Norwegian. Actually, it would be more interesting to hear Norwegian language all day long on FMU than most of the music they play, except for the Eagles, of course.
Am I right, ladies and gentlemen? This is a protege of mine. Correct.
Spoken like a Nebutol junkie, Ross. But thanks for your call. Stephanie in Warwick, New York, you are on. What are you on besides the radio?
Hello.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. You love the show.
Yes, I do love this show. This is awesome.
Oh, calling from Warwick, beautiful Warwick, New York, home of the Warwick Drive-In. And,
oh, that's right. I've been up there. Our family has done that drive-in. Now, Stephanie, are you calling from your apartment or house?
Yeah, I just pulled in my driveway to my apartment.
Uh-huh. So you're having a driveway moment right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. And what do you do up in Warwick, Stephanie?
I deliver groceries and I work at the animal shelter.
All right.
And Stephanie, what will be the first thing you do when you go in your apartment in a few minutes?
Take my dogs out.
Kick them out?
Take them out.
Oh, take them out.
Not kick them out.
Take them out. Okay.
They're not Norwegians, Ken. You don't kick them out when you're tired of them.
The Norwegians are leaving.
Oh, no.
Not yet.
Okay. So Stephanie's a driver, and she loves animals.
Yep.
So I would say, It's a tough one. It's a tough one.
Because she sounds high-functioning and nice.
Right. She's very high-functioning, and she loves animals.
Yeah.
I don't think she needs anti-anxiety drugs because she's got so many wonderful animals in her life.
You never know.
Okay.
You never know, Ken.
I'm going to say Klonopin.
That's not correct.
What is it, Stephanie?
I am on Subutex and...
What is it? You broke up a second there.
I'm sorry. I'm on Subutex and weed.
Subutex?
Mm-hmm.
Subutex and weed. Oh, I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah, write that down, Ken. Weed.
Believe me, I'm writing everything down here.
I'm sure you are.
All right, Stephanie, thanks for your call.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Okay. And that's about all the time we have, Andy.
Yeah, hey, it's been Andy, great. Guess, and you now know why God put you on this planet.
Guess what I did today, Andy?
What did you do today?
I mailed the check in to the billboard company for our Rihanna, Bieber, and Manson billboard.
When are we going to see that up on the highway?
Probably next week. It's so exciting.
Oh, my God.
So exciting. And
oh, my God. I hope it gets a lot of attention. Oh, that's fantastic. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, me too. And thanks to Kimzilla for helping us with that and Joe K. And thanks to Nick the Bard for the help tonight and Veronica with the newsletter.
Oh, wait. Is Veronica still mad at me?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, she's mad a bit, yep.
What can I do? I was going to send her a pretty hat in the mail.
Yeah, don't do that.
You think that would help?
No, don't do that. Don't send her the pretty hat.
Fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Ken, I got a question.
Bjorn has a question.
Are these the old Oreos you were talking about a couple of weeks ago?
Oh, were there Oreos here? Did you find that Oreo in here?
I found three of them. I ate one.
Oh, man. Oh, well, thanks for saving the other ones for me.
Now I'm really sorry I'm not there.
They were soggy.
And how come I'm not hearing the theme song, Andy? We also want to thank our thank you girl. There we go. Our thank you girl, Michelle Mealy. And Andy, you're going to be here live next week?
I'm going to make every effort.
Sounds great. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org, and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. See you next week, Andy.
Okay, yep. Thanks, Ken. Thanks to our Norwegian friends for dropping by.
Next time
you come by, I look forward to meeting you in person.
Yeah, too bad you weren't here today.
Yeah, next time I'll be there.
Talk in Norwegian as we go out.
Skønste var her, Andy.
Keep going.
What the hell does that mean?
Jeg hilser til alle der hjemme i Haugesund, så sitter dere og hører på. Forhåpentligvis. Takk til Annette som har sendt meg her til. Jeg elsker deg. Kjekk, Ken, å sitte her med deg. Du sitter med de blå handskene dine og snyter deg. Nå vi klar for å drikke litt mer whisky, litt cider, kose oss i New Jersey, forhåpentligvis med resten av gjengen der oppe.
Yes, I'm ready now. Then close your eyes and tap your heels together three times. And think to yourself, there's no place like home. There's no place like home.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Shimmy, 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 shy, I miss it. Dancing with you. Good evening, lifers. You're listening to In Real Life. I'm Emily.
And I'm Kim. Ooh, and I'm overmodulating. And Kimzilla.
You're overmodulating Kimzilla. So I think that I got the console pretty well wiped down. I have a Clorox wipe in each hand. I feel as prepared as I can possibly be against the germs.
Yeah, let me do another wipe.
Yeah, it's bad, man.
There's cooties in here tonight, guys.
Yeah, I don't know if Ken told you guys, but he's sick. And he did his usual MO of
wrapping the microphone up in a napkin.
And wearing latex gloves.
Is that on the CDC website?
Yeah,
is that a recommended
way
of eradicating disease?
No, because
all of Texas is wrapping things up with napkins?
Napkins and wearing latex gloves. And it's not that I don't, like, trust Ken. It's just that maybe I don't trust
He knows a lot of things.
Disease prevention
is not one.
Nope.
Yeah, sorry, Ken.
So we're armed with
Lysol. I'm not an over Lysoler or antibacterial person.
I don't even think I have Lysol at home, but I'm so susceptible to the suggestion of getting sick that I already feel like my throat is getting sore.
Yeah.
Right now.
Oh, that's just being dramatic.
I know, it's in my head, but I'm like, no, it's already there. The germs have already gotten inside my body. They're incubating in my throat. And
Sheesh, Emily.
Well, guys, this is
the time to log on to WFMU.org and play lists and comments.
Yeah, to join us and chat with us during the show. Tonight is our 52nd episode.
And the last of our summer series.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been out and about. It was a very active summer for you and I.
I think
we bonded.
I think we did too.
Yeah.
We traveled all around New Jersey and New York City, going on road trips every week and bringing you a different road trip episode.
How many accidents has my car been in? During this summer season?
Three? I think three. Let's see.
Farm episode when I almost got hit by a turbine.
And backed into a telephone pole.
Yeah. It sounds more exciting if I almost got hit by a turbine.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you go into the farm crawl episode, you know, you'll know that I'm exaggerating.
Yeah. The damage is due to backing into. But you backed into a telephone pole trying to avoid a combine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where were the other places that I almost hit my car?
Well, the camping episode.
The camping episode almost killed it.
Yeah.
That almost killed us all.
Yeah, that did almost kill us all.
That was some rough
Kim
camping.
Kim threw up like a metal singer.
Mm-hmm.
The car almost didn't make it up that hill.
Yeah.
And then the car almost ran out of gas.
Yeah, there's been tickets. There's been tickets.
Oh, there was a ticket on the way home from
Virginia. Mm-hmm.
And then, I feel like something else bad happened to your car.
Something happened. There's a scratch in the back. I'm trying to remember where that one came from. This is like a year old car too. That's the sad part.
It's been a lot. Yeah.
But it's just like those big cruise ships. You know, you have to ding them a little bit, you know, with a bottle of champagne. For them to have good luck.
What?
You know, when you smash a bottle of champagne against a cruise ship, and then that's like it's bon voyage, good luck. So, I'm sure it dings it a little bit.
We've never heard of this before. That's insane.
See, guys, this is what I'm talking about when we talk about young people. They don't, they've never seen.
Yeah, us young people and our lack of knowledge about cruise ship christenings. It's really a generational gap.
It must be.
They never overcome.
Because all of us. Elders, we know these rituals. You'll hear about it all the time now. It's going to be one of those things.
Yeah, where like as soon as you told me all the...
Yeah, all of a sudden you're like, wow, that's so crazy that during brunch someone brought up that the Titanic was christened.
Well, it didn't work. Yeah. I guess they christened it with the
wrong thing.
I think
the bottle hit it and it didn't crack.
It didn't crack?
No,
or they christened it with a bottle of like sparkling cider instead.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was a Prosecco. It wasn't really the...
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got to be from the champagne region.
It's
got to
be the real stuff, yeah. DOC, guys. so tonight, in honor of...
Well, that's more... My cruise ship was more of a bon voyage, but really, coming full circle, this is about coming back home.
Right, after all of our road trip episodes, a whole summer season of hitting the road, we decided to come back to Jersey City, the home of WFMU, and really sort of explore the area around here and the history and all the interesting characters Jersey City had to offer.
But the problem was...
Sort of like a road trip at home.
Yeah. The problem that's not a problem...
A staycation, if you will.
...is that each interview that we did with amazing people that are like the heart and soul of Jersey City, but in very different ways, were so good...
That to fit them all into one episode, we would have had to give them each like 15 minutes. And that just seemed... such a horrible injustice and such a disservice that we decided to let them
breathe.
Let them breathe like a fine wine and inspire